Hello, everyone. This is Dan Soloway, and I'm glad you're here with me today. I want to explain a new format that I'm using and see how this works for you. Every Saturday afternoon, Central Standard Time at 11 o'clock, I help the More Mito Company, which used to be Fox Legacy, do an educational program on these really powerful new supplements. There's only two or three if you include the products for your animals, which are phenomenal products in themselves. But it's a new delivery system that allows things to get into the mitochondria. These products are getting results, whether it's a rejuvenate gel that you put on your face, and if you have joint problems or anything like that, you use it and you'll be amazed at how well it works. Or the Restore product that delivers 44 different things right into the cell because of this XDS technology. Well, the results have been so phenomenal over the years I've been working with them. I've really focused what I've done in helping them. Now, after we do a show on Saturday from 11 to noon, there's a 30-minute break. And then from 12:30 Central Standard Time to about 1:10, 1:15, I've done an educational consulting session. Well, the reason I say it's consulting sessions, I'll open up with 10, 15 minutes about a certain subject, whether we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, just one thing after another. And then I'll let people ask me questions. Usually the questions are along that line, but not always. They can go in any direction people want them to go. And I will be able to draw on all this information of all these experts that I've interviewed over the long career that I've had, and all the books that I've read, and all the experience I've had from people using things that I've recommended. And so sometimes there's some other things I want to add to the product. There is another product line that I may start talking about in the future that is extremely powerful as well, but it's very expensive. This one is reasonably priced, and yet it will change the life of so many people out there. So what I'm going to do from now on, or at least for a few months, we'll see how this works, is you're going to hear this opening each time. And then there's going to be a little break, a little commercial break, short one. And then you're going to hear the consulting session that we do. And then from there, there'll be a break. And then you can hear some of the interviews that Roger Hill has collected that are along the same line of whatever the subject is for that week. That's the basic format. So if you don't want to hear the interviews and just want to hear the consulting session, you know how this is laid out. But I think the interviews are fantastic and very valuable to understand, because they're really miracles in this field, like something I've never seen before. And it's all because of this new delivery system, this XDS technology that Dr. Elliott has patented and has a way of getting things right into the mitochondria. It's truly amazing, folks. And if you listen to this, you'll find out why it's so extraordinary when you hear people talking about the results they're getting. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on, and you get to participate. And if you want to join the company, it costs nothing to join the company. You just go to MoreMito, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. It tells you there how to join. You can call them if you have any questions. And you don't have to buy anything, but if you do buy something, that tells you how to buy it, what's in the product. Like if you look at Restore, there's 44 different things in there. It costs you $600, $700, $800 to buy all that individually. And yet, because of the way this delivery system, they don't have to use very much, and yet they get more results than if you use thousands of milligrams. So I almost feel like it's a public service. It really is. And it's so phenomenal. It's helping so many people. So check it out and share this with your friends and family, because it could make a difference in their life. They may not be telling you what's going on with them, but there may be something that's right down their line that could really turn their life around. So we want all the people that we know to live long, healthy, and happy life. So we'll be right back. We'll take a quick, short break. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Ultra Mitral Restore product. Just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremitral.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
When Dr. Dan speaks, people listen for a reason. He's got intense knowledge, and we're about to learn and benefit from some of that knowledge. Dr. Dan, I'm going to turn this over to you.
Okay. Now, folks, there's a lot of different aspects to what to lung disease. I mean, well, you could take just one aspect and do a whole show on it, whether we're talking about allergies or we're talking about bronchitis or COPD, which is really a combination of emphysema, bronchitis, and can be emphysema in there, yeah. They'll tell you this. I'm going to mention this off the bat, and I don't know if I'll mention the product or not. But a friend of mine, I don't know if Mel's still alive. I hadn't talked to him in a number of years. But back in 94, 95, there was a network marketing company, and they had a product as a private label, a product that had been around since 1967. That was invented for the Army to purify water. And it did that by splitting the oxygen molecule apart. The H2O would release the oxygen, and it would pick up the free radicals and generate oxygen. So they could take swamp water and put it in a gallon in a clear bottle, put it out in the sun, because that helped activate a little bit more. And it didn't matter if they're protozoas, bacteria, viruses. It didn't matter what was in that water. It would purify it. And that way the Army didn't have to have a truck full of water following the military around to give them good clean water. Because more societies have been killed probably by bad water than almost anything. Though I hate the idea of chlorine and fluoride in our water, because it has damage to our cells and everything, to our glands especially. They have saved us from cholera, and cholera is very common. And you'd have villages just wiped out. Their streams would get cholera, and people would be filling up the water, and they'd die from it. Well, this would create oxygen. So my friend Mel had been in the military, had a smoke like a chimney. And by the way, folks, that's the number one cause of lung disease. But he smoked like a chimney, but he also had fought a forest fire. His lungs are so bad that his friends told me you could hear him breathe in another room. And at night, he had this very strong bronchitis spray. Every hour and a half, he'd spray his throat. And because it'd wake him up. He's choking to death. And it would open up his lungs, and he could sleep for another hour or two, and then he'd have to do it again. He started taking this product that's generating oxygen, and he didn't need. And, well, he had to get a quarterly checkup every 3 months. They put him on the strongest medicine they had, some new one, the VA did. And he went back and they said, oh, wow, our medicine's working. It went from 60 to 77%. And the doctor was real excited about his new medicine. He didn't want to tell the doctor he wasn't taking the medicine. He went back again and it increased more to basically normal. There was no rattling in his lungs. And the doctor said, you come back another quarter and it sounds like that, you're going to have to get a job. You won't be on total disability anymore. And he had to get a job. And so I know firsthand that's one of the things that drove me to do radio. It actually was that together with effects on cancer stuff, that when you increase oxygen, which means you're feeding the mitochondria, you got to have mitochondria to feed it. We increase the amount of mitochondria. We also help feed the mitochondria. This product brings the oxygen that helps the mitochondria create energy. That's why we have so many people getting these tremendous results. We're getting similar type of results from the mitochondria. The two products can work hand in hand, but you always need more oxygen. But I know firsthand that the most severe forms you can see a lot of times can be turned around. I'll give you one more example. This two brothers had a health food store that used to be a sponsor of my radio show, one of the sponsors, and one of the brothers had real bad varicose veins. I mean, they look like they're half-inch veins wrapping around his knee. And he was about 5'6", at one time weighed over 300 pounds, and had dieted back down to probably about 220, 210. But his veins were very weak. And he got very weak. His brother kept giving him this product I was talking about, and because he got bedridden. He couldn't get out of bed. And they sent the ambulance to pick him up after a couple of days, and he's at what we is now Integris Hospital here in Oklahoma City. It used to be called Baptist Hospital. And they said, we've never seen this before. You've lost 6 out of 8 pints of blood. Dried blood came out, they brought up out of his stomach. And you should be dead or at least in a coma, and you're talking to us. The reason is because it was creating oxygen. So the lung disease is a disease that stops us from getting oxygen to the cells. So if we make the mitochondria work better, we increase the energy of the mitochondria, and the mitochondria is able to create what we call ATP, and Anderson triphosphate, which is when it breaks apart, that's what creates the energy in the body. Comes Anderson phosphate and then a single phosphate molecule. They break apart, and then they go back together, and they break apart again. And that's going on in hundreds of times in nanoseconds. You're doing that with the blinking of your eye, the movement of your iris, as well as lifting weights and running a wind sprint. There's also a type of energy created by the mitochondria that is not dependent, that lives on sugar. And that's the dangerous form, but it is a way for the body to make energy. But that is what causes a lot of problems. So anyway, we can increase the oxygen. We can increase the body's ability to utilize the oxygen. And that's what's most important. The product I was talking about was cell food. It's the 1 ounce bottle of cell food. Most health food stores have it. It would work great with more mito. You drip it in water. Do not use a metal spoon because it creates negative ions. You can just put it in a glass and then put good, clean, distilled water or purified water on top of it and then drink it 3 times a day, so 8 drops 3 times a day, more if you have a serious problem, you work up to 25 drops. But more mito and those two products, I think, are phenomenal combination for people who have respiratory problems. But more mito is doing things that I would not have thought is possible. First of all, when you have allergies, it's a sort of allergic reaction stimulated by certain things. For myself, wheat is one of the things that caused it. When I identified that it was the toast that I ate as a child, that it would trigger my allergies, that caused me to sneeze for 15, 20 minutes. And if I ate a cracker, even when I was in my 30s or 40s, I would sneeze. And my cousin, when we were having business meetings around my exercise company, and he was a partner with me, he'd say, when we're meeting with people, do not eat those crackers with that salad. You don't want to be sneezing while people are eating. And I said, okay, I won't eat the crackers. But that's how sensitive I was to wheat. I grew up in the wheat area of the country and the winds and the crosswinds and everything. So that is one thing. For someone else, it may be the pine and the different trees coming in from Colorado. For someone else, it may be things sweeping up from Texas or coming down from Canada. Depending on what part of the country, you get certain things that affect you. You move to another part of the country and go, wow, I feel so much better. What is it? Well, you don't have the inflammation going on. You don't have that stimulant. Well, the black seed oil, the olive leaf and olive oil, one of the things they do is they're anti-inflammatory. They bring down the inflammation level. When you bring down the inflammation level, though you may be exposed to the antigen that causes that allergy, you don't have the effect of the allergy. And if you don't have the effect, you basically don't have the allergy. And so it calms that down. There's another thing going on here that we don't talk enough about that I think is very important, is adaptogens that are in the Restore. The adaptogens were developed by the Russians many years ago for their Olympic athletes because it would lower the stress level. When you work out really hard and you push yourself right on the edge, sometimes the body can't recover. If it can't recover, then you lose progress. You don't gain by working out. And if you get into nervous exhaustion, that could take weeks or months to get back to normal. So the Russians understood that. They wanted their athletes to work out as hard as they could without going over that edge. They wanted them to be able to recover and get back to and be able to keep that up. So they found out that certain herbs like ashwagandha and different ones would cordyceps and would allow them to have more oxygen. Cordyceps help bring oxygen to the cells, by the way. And Dr. Elliott and his genius, he put that in there. And added the XDS technology to it, but lowering the stress levels, because people have asthma. A lot of that can be triggered by stress and or even exercise. There's asthma-induced exercise because that stress, they get tense, and then they get a little frightened, and that makes more stress, and the bronchial tubes start tightening up. Well, you get things that cause the adrenal gland to relax. The bronchial tubes relax. So besides just mitochondrial energy, which is very, very important, you also have the lowering of the stress levels. And then you have the antifungal effects. Black seed and olive leaf, and olive oil too, but olive leaf is known to be an antifungal, an antiviral and antibacterial. Pneumonia is one of those three. It's attacking the lungs and causing inflammation within the lungs because you have bacteria, bronchial virus, or fungus. Now, my friend Doug Kaufman, that has a TV show called Know the Cause and an online show called that, he's written a number of books on fungus. I consider Doug the world's expert on fungus. He's dedicated his life to it and really, really done a great job of educating the public. But he'll tell you that when you're having trouble solving a health problem, that it probably is fungus. They'll try antibiotics. The antibiotics won't do anything for fungus. It'll make it worse. Now, in fact, your sinus problems, chronic sinus problems, Mayo Clinic determined that over 90% of chronic sinus problems is a mold infection or a fungus infection in the nose. Your nose is like a cave. It's moist and damp in there and dark. It's the perfect environment for mold to grow. So antifungals can have a great effect, but when they give you an antibiotic, you may also have some bacterial build up there where you feel better for a little while and then you feel worse because now the fungus doesn't have the competition with the bacteria and it kills off what good bacteria that may have been there and you have an overgrowth of fungus. So you have to deal with both. But black seed oil and olive leaf does. They even have studies on olive leaf on MRSA. And I think that's quite amazing. They quit talking about it, but there's a company that's just an Hollywood company, and they use it for sinus. They use it for a number of different things. The only problem is you can't put the Restore up your nose directly anymore. But when it didn't have black seed, we could lean over the bed and put the olive leaf and olive oil and everything else in there in our nose. But the black seed burns if you try to put that up your nose. That's why when you stir it into the Rejuvenate Gel, you can put it up your nose and get the benefit without that burning sensation. Because I want them to bring back, just for the sinus purposes, the very early version that didn't have black seed and sell it as a nasal spray or stuff, because that was fantastic. But what I do personally, I bought one of those Navages. I've been using native type pot and stuff in different ways of cleaning my sinuses. But I find it works best if I clean the sinuses really good, and then I put the Rejuvenate Gel and the Restore up the nose, the mixture of that too. And I swear, folks, at this time of my life, my allergies are better than they ever were. And that's in the last few years because of these products. Now, the other things, by using the adaptogens in there, it's going to help the lungs stay relaxed. There are people that have had really bad asthma. One was Teddy Roosevelt. He was an asthmatic child, but he was a determined individual. And he forced himself to exercise and work through it. And he got where he was the most robust president we ever had. I mean, he shook hands with over 8,000 people one time after his election. And they lined up in front of the White House, and he went through and shook hands with everybody. But that was his sense of pride, because he had overcome something that most people never overcome. And I've known other people do this. I knew a guy that did boxing videos, and he started off, he could only run, he couldn't run a block. There were squares on the street. There were, I guess, 10-foot squares. And his goal was to run a couple of those squares, and then he'd build up. Now, and then he ended up getting in great shape and rebuilding it. So you have to work at it. You have to be patient with yourself. But you have to work at it, and you can sometimes overcome this. And using it with the Restore, the Rejuvenate, which is going to give you the mitochondria, as I said, you're more able to exercise. There's two sides of exercising. There's the aerobic and anaerobic. Aerobic means with oxygen. Anaerobic means without oxygen. When you run 100 yards, or they don't run 100 yards anymore, they run 100 meters. You're not using oxygen, you're using stored energy, like they're in the mitochondria. The mitochondria is burning. Right at 400 meters, right before a person, I'm talking about an athlete that's in super shape. For most of us, it's probably about 100 meters. But for someone that's that runs track as a collegiate there is professional track, that runs at that level. That is where the body goes. Do I need oxygen or burning energy? It's a very, very hard race because it's right on the edge of anaerobic and aerobic. Aerobic exercise is what a marathon uses. There's people, I just saw one on TV last night, and he ran 350 miles, 18 hours, didn't stop to eat, didn't stop to drink, and he just has a weird, weird endurance. But he developed it. It didn't come, just something he did overnight. But he had a tremendous endurance. He's a world record holder in endurance. But that means that the lactic acid that builds up in your muscles when you're activated, when a guy or a girl first starts lifting weights, and they're trying to lift hard, the muscles feel really sore by the end of the workout. And the fact that they didn't feel sore, they felt like they didn't work out so hard. But in a couple hours, that's gone. There's and that lactic acid was actually burning the nerves, and that's what you were feeling. Now, there's another kind of soreness that comes from muscle tears, and that's called onset muscle soreness. That comes about 3 days later as those tears move down towards the tendon. But I'm talking about the lactic acid. A person that gets in shape as that lactic acid is being burnt, it's being broken back down and brought back to the mitochondria and turned back into ATP and used again. So a person that is really good shape, really efficient mitochondria, is able to burn energy, and the waste product that's built up is being able to be recycled before it becomes an issue and causing the body to want to shut down. And that's what that guy's able to do. He's able to use all his fat storage. A lot of us have eaten sugar and starch so much that our body doesn't know how to burn it, its own body fat anymore. And so you have to train for a while to get where it can burn that. Well, I'm saying all this because when we're talking about lungs, we're talking about endurance. And we want to increase the endurance. I can talk about bringing down the inflammation in the lungs, and we do that very well, I think, and we would help relax the lungs. We strengthen the heart. Some people, and when they get older, especially in the may start in their 60s, could start in their 50s, they use 70, 80 years old, they can get congestive heart failure, and the fluids start building up in their ankles. And you can sort of tell it, is the socks leaving an imprint there? Well, also the fluids are building up in their lungs, and they're not able to breathe deep. And that's what my dad died of. And I hated the way they were teaching me that he was doing what the doctor said. He could only drink 1 8-ounce glass of water a day. As they said, his heart wasn't strong enough to pump the water back. If I knew then, back in 93, the things I know now, I could probably add another 5-10 years to his life. But they, he was doing what the doctor said, and that's all they knew at the time. Now, I want to open this up because I've gone off my own area here, and I want to open it up to you. So if anyone has any questions, go ahead and answer,
hit star five. Hit star five on your phone. That'll raise your hand, and we can get your questions answered by Dr. Dan. So
I guess I'll keep talking while we're waiting for someone to raise their hand.
We don't see any hands up yet. If you've got a question, hit star five. We'll get it answered. Go ahead, Dr. Nath.
Well, I'm going to teach you one little trick. Besides what I told you, first use the salt water solution and then put the Restore and the Rejuvenate Gel up your nose. I do that a couple times a day. I started finding myself sleepy this morning. I went, I haven't irrigated my sinuses and used a Rejuvenate Gel. I was going to take a nap after I'd already slept pretty good today. And that's spring allergies, really cutting down the amount of oxygen. I saw this Russian scientist say something I thought was pretty brilliant. I don't know how he came up with it. No one else ever noticed it. But he said that for our cells to accept oxygen, it has to have a certain proportion of nitrogen to oxygen. If it has too much oxygen, it won't let the oxygen in. And I thought, well, that's it. He said, what he trains people to do, if you're stuffy, if your sinuses are stuffy, the body is actually trying to limit the amount of oxygen, is what he was saying. Limit the amount of oxygen that can come through. And said he can demonstrate it real easy. You blow out all the air you can. You hold your nose and your mouth. If you hold that as long as you can, you just have to take a breath. But when you take a breath, you take a very small breath and just very let it come in. You'll notice that your sinuses are open. He said that's because he's made it where now you have the right balance of nitrogen to oxygen. And then he was teaching people to walk around and just breathe very lightly. He said, now, if you're exercised, go ahead and breathe what to the demand you require. But if you're not exercised, try to breathe lightly, and you won't have that problem. Well, I used to be a mouth breather. I don't know if I am anymore, but I don't know. My dad used to get on me. Hey, your mouth is open. You're trying to breathe through your mouth all the time. Because I broke my nose fighting when I was in eighth grade. So I became a mouth breather. If you breathe through the nose and don't try to take deep breaths, that may clear your nose just in doing that alone. Now, Dale, we may end up, we do have a hand here. It's an anonymous hand. It's, I don't even know where the person's from. How do we, Dale, can, There's a couple of people here that are anonymous. And,
hi, thank you for doing that. I'm calling through my Google. I'm calling through my Google Mini, and I must apologize. That's what it unfortunately shows on the other end. My name is.
That's
Arthur
okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Seymour. Great to have you with us, by the way.
Thank you. Intermittent fasting that creates the autophagenic process in the body, a subset of which is mitophagy. Would you recommend
mitophagy? It does both autophagy and mitophagy.
That's correct. And so would you recommend intermittent fasting as part of the process to get in and out of the cell, metabolites and nutrients in and out through the aquaporins wall of the cell membrane?
Yeah, I know. I try not to talk over the clients. I learned that on the radio. That I had a doctor friend of mine that would go, when the term oxidative species first became more vogue in our field, he would always want to talk about it. And I said, it sounds like a little animal running around the body. This explains free radicals unless not talk over their head. Well, what you're saying is very important, folks. By trying to eat within about a 6-hour period a day, maybe some people a 4-hour period, eating maybe a lunch and a supper, are eating, some people eat one meal a day, and they do very well with it. What that does, it does a lot of wonderful things for you. It helps detox the cells. It allows the cells to burn what energy is there and detoxify the cells and detoxify the mitochondria cells as well. And it makes the mitochondria and the cells stronger. The DNA actually tightens up. Your DNA is wrapped in these little curls called histones. And when they get weak, they unwrap and free radicals can attack them too much. This tightens that up and it helps extend life. It's one of the few things they know that extends life. It's fasting. You can do it a number of ways. You can eat every other day. You can eat a 4-hour, 6-hour period and then give your body the rest of the time for it to ease off. It's also great for your intestines and detoxification of your liver and the organs in general. Not just the individual cells, but some of the cells that are trying to detoxify the body, but we're hitting it with so many toxins and so many foods that really aren't food that the body has trouble keeping up with the load. But you're right, Doc. Doing that really helps the body clean that up. I think it helps the body build more mitochondria as well as making the mitochondria and the cell itself stronger. So, that's one side. That's a good point, and I'm glad you brought that up. And I think what it will do for lung diseases probably would help. I don't have any research to say it will, but I would think it would because it brings down inflammation in general throughout the body.
Yeah. My thought to all that is everything that we're trying to do, even if your discussion, is non-selective. And so when we bring down the cytokinic events, and even at a minor level, inflammatory responses are a protective mechanism of the body that we don't know is going on. But we do know when it's going on when we become sick. And so all of this, what I see, is a huge sickness prevention protocol that, and I've not researched your product yet. I haven't even seen the website. But I understood from what I listened to today that's the wisdom and the blessing that you're bringing forward.
Well, one of the things the product does that hasn't been mentioned is it's real good at stimulating the systemic enzymes of SOD catalase and glutathione. And that's part of Dr. Elliott's design there. And I'm someone that's taken a ton of nutritional products, probably too much. Because companies would give me, and they'd say, here's our catalog. Besides paying you to do radio, pick out $600 worth of product every month. And I'd, okay, I'll take this, and this, try this, and that. That actually can be a detriment because it can weaken the body's use of the systemic enzymes or antioxidants, the glutathione and SOD and catalase, working inside the cell, keeping the cell strong. And so there's some research like don't take your antioxidant. It's not true with more mito. It's not, but do not take your antioxidants with exercise. And I've been guilty of doing that for years. It would be better to take the antioxidants 6 hours later, because you actually want to stress the cells. Starving yourself a little bit through intermittent fasting is actually a stress to the body, but it's a good stress. It causes the body to become stronger. Just like lifting weights causes the body to become stronger because you stimulated the muscle fiber on a deeper level than they're used to. Well, the same thing happens when you haven't eaten in a while. The body starts trying to go in a little bit of survival mode, and it causes the DNA and all the other factors that need to be strengthened to actually get stronger. So you are on to something there, Doc. You'll find out as you listen to these and as you research this, just how many different ways this product works. We like to talk about the mitochondria. It really affects the cell wall, the cell communication, stem cells, the protecting the cell through the antioxidants, lowering the stress level through the adrenal gland, and all these different things that this product packs in. And, you know, there's 44 different things in there, and there's really more than that. If you take olive leaf and olive oil and black seed, take black seed, it has a form of CoQ10 that's more powerful than CoQ10, thymocunicone, and has a variety of things in it. Same thing with olive leaf and olive oil. If you break those down, I haven't really tried to count them out, but I guess we're talking about 60, 70 things. It's all packed into that one product. Because of the XDS technology, you only need micrograms. What before we needed hundreds, maybe even 1,000 or more milligrams. And even with 100 or 1,000 more milligrams, you wouldn't get the same effects if you do with this XDS technology. So I'm glad you're aboard here, Doc, and you'll find some very, very interesting things here. I got one more hand up here. Oh, you did one more thing you want to say?
No, I don't want to take the time, but if at any moment I can get some telomeric extension from DNA, if there's any research on your product with telomeres?
I think what needs to happen is Roger needs to put you in touch with Dr. Elliott, or Dr. Elliott needs to send you some of his research, and because you could really appreciate it. I spent 2.5 hours on the phone with Dr. Elliott a couple of years ago. Roger's on the phone, too, but he fell asleep. We could hear him snoring. I teased him.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
You know, you're welcome. Sydney, what question do you have for me?
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to ask in reference to mucus and all, because I've had my whole life.
Wait. Can you talk a little louder? I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Yeah.
You may be outdoors. Yeah. It sounds like there's some air.
Can you hear me now?
Better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. I have a lot of mucus, and I know that I did have COVID at some point, and I'm still seeming to have a whole lot in my sinuses and et cetera. And I missed a good part of the call today, so I'm not sure how much was related to that I would have been able to get. But I wanted to know if you could give me some insight as to where I could be helped.
Yeah. Well, we did cover that a little bit in the beginning. Let me go over that again. First of all, I'm going to mute you for just a second here because I can hear the wind. First of all, use a neti pot or the Navage. I think it's really a wonderful instrument. Didn't think I needed one because I've already been cleaning my sinuses for 10, 15 years with sea salt, or not sea salt, but the salt that's designed for the nose. But anyway, use that, clear the sinuses, get it all out of it. Before you even use it, you know, blow your nose as much as you can. Then use that, clean your sinuses, then mix Restore and Rejuvenate Gel together. Take a teaspoon or so of Restore and mix it into your jar of Rejuvenate, stir it up real good, and then take a Q-tip and swab the inside of your nose. And do that, and you'll be amazed. Now, if you just do the sinus, the salt water, it'll help. But the trouble with it, it dries out the membrane a little too much. And so pathogens that might cause problems, you know, an hour later that are getting through that wouldn't get through if you had the Restore and the Rejuvenate Gel there. So I think the combination is fantastic. Also, to help clear your lungs, use Restore 3 times a day. Get the lungs more active and help get that going. So that's one thing. It doesn't hurt to take a small antihistamine to help with this till you get your lungs cleared. And if you have a serious lung problem, I mean, I know what it's like to have pneumonia. It's literally like holding someone underwater. You know, you're choking on your own mucus. And I tried that. One time I solved it with these certain oils that I created a mask that I had to breathe it for 7 hours. And that got rid of the black mold infection I had in my lungs. It just took 2 days of that. But after only sleeping an hour and a half and choking on the mucus, that got rid of it. But the next time, that didn't work. And I ended up having to go to the emergency room and taking their bacterial, breathing of their the nebulizer and all that stuff. That did save my life. So sometimes you do need to do what the doctors require if you're choking on your own mucus. But if you just have a little bit too thickness, Mucinex is actually an herb. It was first sold by Isomatic Therapy, and it's an herb that helps thin the mucus. Taking Mucinex is a good idea. And then on top of that, I mentioned a product named Cell Food. I think works great with more mito, Restore. I mean, fantastic with it. It's about $33. You can find it in the health food store. If you have a serious problem, you might be taking 3 of those a month, but starting off with 8 drops. That'll bring you some more oxygen, also give your heart a little bit more oxygen together with the more mitochondria. And as your heart pumps more, you'll be a bit stronger. It helps with the clearing of the mucus. And I think that's why I want you to take Restore 3 times a day, is really keep that energy going and so the body can clear that mucus. People would be amazed at how much mucus we swallow every day. One time I was doing radio and I said, you know, when it comes out the front of our nose, we call it snot. But when it goes out the back of our nose, we call it mucus. It's the same thing. So anyway, lady appreciated my honesty. But something like 6 feet of mucus, or maybe more than that we swallow every day. The body produces it quickly, but it's also what saves you from your stomach acid eating the stomach, is the mucus that is secreted by the cells within the stomach. And so it's a very important part of that. If the mucus is not working in the intestines, it's too dry, and it creates all kinds of Crohn's disease, irritable bowel, and everything else. So mucus has a very important role. It's just one of these things that has to be in the right window. Other words, too much is a problem and too little is a problem. And so it's not that I would want someone to just dry themselves out of mucus by overdoing antihistamines, but a tiny little antihistamine might be helpful, at least for a little while. Okay, I think I hope that answered. Sydney, I had to mute you because I could really hear you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Okay. And next time you can call in, try to do it indoors and we'll talk some more. Okay, I got one more call. It'll be Edgar. Okay. Yeah, Edgar, what call you got for me?
Can you hear me? This is Edgar.
I can hear you. Yeah, Edgar.
Okay. A couple of Saturdays ago, I missed a couple of Saturdays. And anyway, I mentioned COPD, and it seemed that I heard a lady talk about the products improving her COPD and her oxygen situation. And I have a friend he's on the oxygen, and she won't listen but to the allopathic doctors, which is a good thing, since she's got that. But anyway, Roger, anyone remember who that was and what the situation was, Dr. Dan?
The suggestion I just made for the man for Sydney with his mucus is what I would
make
the same person, yeah, for COPD. But Dale, do you remember who the person was?
I don't, but I'll check the archives and we'll get it to you, Edgar.
Thank you very much. And I have another one. My aunt, the reason it hits home because my heart, my favorite aunt, Aunt Betty here in Arkansas, she's COPD. Of the 14 kids, my aunts and uncles on my mom's side, 10 of them smoked. And that's where it came. Dr. Dan's right. That smoking is 99% of where that all that stuff comes from. And your villi and your lungs is just coming. It's terrible. Anyway, that was my question, Dr. Dan. I appreciate it. And Dale. Okay.
Well, okay.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I grew up around. My dad smoked a cigar. My mom smoked cigarettes. I think the cigarettes were more dangerous than the cigar was. She died 8 years before my dad did. She was 8 years younger.
Wow.
She died 5 months before my dad did. That generation. So that's once I got away from it, I can't stand to be around it. But I grew up around
it. All my uncles and aunts smoked the PA, that Prince Albert, and they're farmers and sidebusters, and they're excellent.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, a guy that was like a second father to me smoked a pipe, and I thought it smelled wonderful, and I wanted to smoke it. He said, "No, you don't want to do this." And he taught me how to that because it smelled good, but he said it'd burn your throat. Unfortunately, I quit smoking by the time I was 6 years old. I tried it between 5 and 6, me and my buddies.
Luckily,
we didn't burn the field down. We stole a carton of cigarettes from my mother, and we all sat out and tried smoking the stuff. And that, I remember the grass was taller than I was sitting in it. Amazing, we didn't light up the whole field. But anyway, so I tell everyone I quit by the time I was 6. Folks, I'm going to call today. I think we're done for today.
Thank you, Dale. Dr. Ann, thank you. Thank you.
Regular listeners of the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. We've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, DansHealthTalks.com. DansHealthTalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to DansHealthTalks.com.
Peter, let me just ask you this, Laura. Tell me again what kind of conditions you were concerned about before you started taking Restore and Rejuvenate.
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Okay.
According to whatever everybody else tells me, but so, you know, and plus I'm old, so
okay.
I mean, I don't really sleep at night at all. I'm usually up 2 to 4 every night for the last couple of years. And what I did with this is, Bivon told me to put some on my mouth and hold it in there for about 5 minutes. David told me try putting some on my eyelids because my eyes are drooping and, you know, it swells underneath the eyes like a I don't know, make me look like a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that overnight, and the night that I first night I did it, I slept all the way through the night, and when I got up, my eyes were easy to open and much more alert, and plus I lost the raccoon underneath the eyes. And then last night, I did the same thing, and I slept through the whole night again, so that's the main thing. I have trouble breathing at night. That's usually what gets me up, but I didn't have any trouble. That was a great, how do you say it, revelation to me that there's something that can help me.
Mm-hmm. How long have you had difficulty breathing? How far back did that problem go?
Oh, all my life.
Okay, was it diagnosed as something? What did the doctors tell you was the problem?
No, all they do is give me some Afrin and tell me squirt that in your nose. You'll breathe easier.
So they don't give you any indication as to what kind of condition it is or what's causing it?
They don't even care, no.
Okay, so how old are you now?
75.
Okay. You're 75, and for all your adult life and back to the childhood, you had a problem breathing. They would just give you like an inhaler or something, I guess.
Yeah.
And after how many days on Restore and Rejuvenate did you notice that your breathing was easier?
Oh, the first time I put it on, right then.
So then minutes of you putting it on, you started feeling that relief?
Yeah, it was in plus all night. That's the amazing thing.
How many days at this point have you been on it?
Two nights. And I haven't used it, all day, all night. I just used it at night before I go to bed.
I'm glad you had that great result. But you've still only been on it a couple of days. Have you noticed anything else different since you've been taking it?
Oh, I do. You actually think clearer, or what do you call it? It speeds up your thinking process.
Okay.
But it seems like it's helping there a whole lot. My memory used to just drag all the time, and now it doesn't drag.
So how do you wake up in the morning, these last couple mornings, as opposed to before? How do you feel then?
Well, that's a big thing. When I used to get up, it was a hard thing. You look at, oh, man, it's light. I have to get up. Now I just roll out of bed, and I'm up, and I'm alert and waking and going. Big difference. A lot of energy. When you get sleep, I guess that gives you energy.
Yeah, that has to be a factor. So yes. So you're taking the Restore, and you're taking the Rejuvenate. You're putting the Rejuvenate on your eyes and everything, getting some relief from all of that, and you just pop out of bed and you're ready to go, it sounds like. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, thanks, Roger.
Amos, you there?
Yeah. What I'm finding now, I can say a little bit. My blood pressure was like 135, 137, and about 10 minutes later when I took two droppers of the Restore, I let it, relax, and it goes down to like 125, 124. So it does take your blood pressure, help normalize that. Yeah, I think it's very, very, very wonderful. Yes.
All right, Amos.
Yes.
Your body can figure this out. That's a message that you should get from all of these. And that's kind of how you should relate it to other folks. The signaling that goes on and whatnot, the kind of functionality at the cellular level that's restored. Awesome stuff. Ruby Watford.
Good morning. I have a question for you or the doctors. I just suffered from 5 strokes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just got my Restore, and I started using that. And I noticed that my blood pressure, too, has gone down some. It's gone from 150-something down to, like, 120-something, 130-something over 80. So that's good news.
All right. Thank you, Ruby.
Folks, thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again next week.